The language of emotion. The language of emotion is the first language every child speaks. It is inherited at birth and scripted into human DNA. We have muscles in our face we cannot control, hormones in our blood, and chemicals in our brains that all make up this universal language. The moment we begin to feel, we begin to express. We know a child is born when we hear that first scream. Her face takes on the universal expression of pain and fear. She has never seen a human face, but has already mastered these expressions. Her face changes. Her biochemistry is altered. The color of her skin, even the rate at which she is breathing, is accelerated. In a moment, all the world knows exactly how she feels.
Part 1. Emotional language of the face. Section 1. Born for emotional expression. Nearly all the muscles in your body serve one purpose. They allow you to move and take action. The exception to this rule is 32 of the muscles in the face. These muscles are designed for one purpose: to manipulate our appearance so we can communicate. This is the foundation for the language of emotion. The human face is capable of thousands of different expressions, while only one-third of those relate directly to emotion. All of them reveal what is happening in the mind. The face is the canvas on which we display exactly what we are feeling and thinking in real time. Dr. Paul Ekman, the world's leading expert on lying and emotional expression, identifies 7 universal emotional expressions: anger, fear, sadness, surprise, disgust, contempt, and joy. Susan Bloch, a neuroscientist in the field of emotional expression, identifies 6 universal expressions: anger, fear, sadness, joy, lust, and tenderness. A universal expression exists for pain as well, but its place among emotional expressions is currently in debate. However, I will include it. When we combine the work of these scientists, we end up with 8 emotional states and 10 universal expressions. These 8 emotional states are best described not as a specific emotion, but a raw feeling. I call these raw emotions. They represent the raw feeling as it exists in the primitive brain, a feeling so raw that no single word describes it. When we interpret that feeling, it goes from a simple raw emotion to the complex realities of what is happening to us. It is the raw feeling of anger that becomes an overwhelming sense of betrayal when we know who has done what to us. Emotions, as we talk about them in everyday life, are defined not just by what we feel, but by who was involved, what happened, how did it happen, when, and why. These questions refine the raw feelings we have into a definitive emotion: annoyance, worry, or rage. From birth, humans have an ability to read these emotions. Babies will look longer at smiling faces than any other. Children are very accurate at reading emotion. However, something happens between childhood and adulthood, and most people lose their ability to accurately recognize emotions. As this ability begins to fade, recognition becomes more generalized. They can see that something is wrong by the person's face, but can't identify the specific emotion, and so they don't know how to react to it. When shown images of these 7 raw emotions, people rarely identify them correctly. In fact, many disagree as to what emotions the expressions represent. An image of a man and wife just after winning the lottery was described by a group of undergraduate psychology students as angry or disgusted. Some even thought the emotion was fear. Even when this group of students was given a list of the 7 raw emotions to choose from, the answers were the same. Not one of them could accurately identify joy in the couple's faces. After the students were told what the image was about, they still couldn't see that joy was the expression. You can even test this yourself. Ask your friends to make the expressions of anger, fear, or disgust, and you will find that not one of them makes the same face, uses the same muscles, or even knows what the expression should look like. So the question is, what's happening? Why are we losing our ability to recognize these expressions? The problem is partly due to the nature of emotional expression. When we inherited our ability for emotional expression, it came with its own do not tamper warning, a set of muscles in the face that we have no conscious control over, basic facial expressions that are a reflex and can only be triggered by the emotion itself. No formal study has been conducted as to why people lose their ability to read emotional expression as they get older. The problem originates in visual media. Now, in the 22nd century, children read emotional expressions better than adults do because they have consumed less media. And the media they consume is generally cartoon or digital animation, which doesn't affect emotional recognition. Older pieces of literature demonstrate that writers had an accurate perception of what each emotion looked like. They identified changes in skin temperature and coloration, along with facial features. This creates an interesting challenge for actors. How do they create an expression that is involuntary and requires movement of muscles that they cannot control? There have been several methods developed in answer to this problem. The most reliable technique was developed by Stanislavski. He requires the actor to draw upon past experiences in which they did feel the emotion. This memory then triggers the reflex and creates the expression. Unfortunately, the most common method is simply to fake it, and this is the root of the problem. Confusion begins when actors master the ability to manipulate their voice to the appropriate emotion without displaying the expression. Picture a movie scene at a cemetery. Everyone dressed in black. Dull, sorrowful music plays lightly in the background. One of the main characters has passed away. As members of the audience, we feel a slight sense of loss. The camera moves in. We can hear sobs of people crying. We see a close-up of the lead female actress, tears in her eyes. Her voice trembles in agony as she speaks. At this point, it doesn't matter what expression is on her face. We know she is experiencing sadness and loss. Whatever expression she chooses will be subconsciously learned by the entire audience. The right situation, background music, manipulation of the voice, and we learn a new expression for the emotion of sadness, one that only exists in movies. As different actors use different expressions for the same emotions, we not only lose our ability to read emotions, but we don't agree about what those expressions should look like. Now here is the exciting part. This book is going to teach you to read genuine human emotion again. Only this time, it will not be buried in the subconscious, but vibrant knowledge as clear as text in a book. When you have finished this book, you will recognize both the genuine and false emotion on every face. You will know when people are really happy or just smiling to be polite. You will recognize anger in the faces of your friends and family before they even know they are experiencing the emotion. You will see arrogance in the faces of those trying to take advantage of you and understand your gut reaction to not like them. When you ask someone how they are doing, when they reply with the automatic fine, you will see the truth on their face. Emotions are part of being human, and you were born to read them. It is time that you remember how.